Welcome to Hasidut Daily, 2 minutes of inspiration with Eli the Jew.
Shalom, shalom, everybody. Hope you're doing well. Wanted to share with you a quick thought. This week's Torah portion coming up is Parshat Vayikra. And Parshat Vayikra starts off by saying, Adam ki Yaakov mikem, when a person goes ahead and does a karban, right? Now, usually a karban and really the beginning of this, and much of this, say for much of this book in the Torah, speaks about the offerings that the Jewish people bring to Hashem, bring to God, in the Beit HaMikdash, in the temple. But it starts off by saying, Adam ki Yaakov mikem, when you go ahead and bring an offering, mikem, from you, right? And all the Hasidic books talk about the idea that this is hinting to also not only an offering that you bring in the temple, but also that any time in life where we do something that involves striving, that when we do something that involves giving something up from within ourselves, from within our nature, something that we're used to, something that we're comfortable with, a habit, a pattern, when we do that, we are coming close to Hashem. When we're going above and beyond what comes natural, when we're sacrificing our lower self to live up to our higher self and our higher potential, when we're sacrificing our nature and giving that up and giving that over to Hashem to do something that is better or higher or more refined or more correct. So that also is an aspect and has the same flavor as a karban, as an offering, right? And we know that that word karban, which oftentimes means offering or sacrifice, also really comes from the word kiruv, which means to bring close, because it's through this us going ahead and giving over of ourselves that we ultimately bring ourselves close, right? And you see this in any relationship, that the more the relationship is built on the real choices and the striving that one makes to choose towards that other individual, right? And the way we measure how awesome a relationship is based, the way we can kind of like explain it or express it is based on how much stuff am I willing to overcome and override for you, for the relationship, right? That's why all the love songs talk like that, right? I'd swim the deepest ocean, I'll climb the highest mountain, I'll die for you, I'll catch a grenade for you, I'll take all that, all these different lines that they have, right, is basically trying to say, how can I express how much I'm going to bring close and dedicate and value our relationship? Is it the way we express it is by what am I willing to choose this relationship over, right? And so, anyways, this is how this week's Torah portion begins. Really, so I just want to bless everybody to keep that in mind, to keep in mind that when we're going ahead and making these choices in our life, right, and they can be big choices that we're faced with, or really also in all of the moments of our day. What are we choosing to do with that time? Are we choosing something positive with the time, or are we choosing to kill that piece, that moment in time, and be passive and not do anything, right? And throughout our day, we're given the opportunity to go ahead and have these choices and make these choices. So bless us to be able to do that and take that time and take these moments, take these opportunities seriously. Have a great one.
Thank you for listening to the Hasidus Daily Podcast. For more inspirational content, including books, audio, and video presentations, visit ellythejew.com.